This is not a test. This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge sanctioned by the U.S. government.
Because I just went gay all of a sudden!
Weapons of class 4 and lower have been authorized for use during the purge.
There is no racial bigotry. Here you are all equally worthy.
All other weapons are restricted. Government officials of ranking 10 have been granted immunity from the purge and shall not be harmed.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
Blessed be our new founding fathers and America, a nation reborn.
Look what I found at Nine Line.
Oh, I haven't seen anybody ordering the new Locker Room Podcast shirt, by the way.
I gotta get one.
I need to get one too.
But hey, this guys, one I saw and I was like, this is cool. It doesn't even have their logo or anything on it. It just has the little circle right here with the FA and FO. Okay. And I was like, I have to get that.
You know what is going to be interesting is I have been working with Chuck on getting a patch done that will be a combination of War Stories and Locker Room, and it's gonna be it's gonna be cool, and it's gonna be FAFO. So we're gonna see if we can get those made as promotional items. Anyway, boys, what a week it's been.
No shit, I almost died this morning.
Well, should we come welcome in? Everybody to the Locker Room? Maybe before we start talking about how you almost died.
Yeah.
No. Let's get in there first. Let's get right to the story. We'll get to that later. What happened?
So I was on my morning jog, and I always run. First of all, there's nobody out usually. I usually hit the pavement about 4:30. And this was on my way back after the halfway point. And I always run typically in the street against traffic so I can see cars coming. And if I need to jump up onto the sidewalk, I'll jump up onto the sidewalk. And there's certain areas where I just get up on the sidewalk because it's bigger intersections. So I'm cruising along in the oncoming traffic lane. And this asshole who is turning right into the lane towards me doesn't see me. And look, I'm kind of somewhat smart about it. I'm wearing my fucking geek belt, you know, total fucking military PT belt because it's reflective. Mm-hmm. I have a little fucking Surefire flashlight, little micro one that I have set to strobe. So if I need to turn it on and fucking hey fucko somebody. So this guy, he doesn't stop before the intersection, before the crosswalk. He just starts flying out.
Yeah. Hold on. I just want to point out that I love that my big, tough, tattooed friend who likes to get into fights is such a stickler for safety that he still runs with his PT belt and a flashlight when he's been out of the military for 30 plus years. 28 years. I think that's so hysterical that the guy who could literally, like, you're like, safety first, gentlemen. You're like, motherfucker, you've been to prison. Well, yeah. I was still very safe when I went.
I was safe about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Oh, man.
So this guy, he's coming, and I see him because it's just me and him on the road. There's nobody else. And I'm thinking, he'll stop.
Yeah, that's your first mistake.
Yeah. I'm like, he might stop. He's not looking. So I get the strobe out, and I'm freaking strobing it at him, not at his face. I'm not trying to, you know, blind anybody, but clearly you could see the strobe. It wasn't even looking. Was looking left the whole time, came swinging around. So then I yell, hey, and now I'm hitting the strobe at his face. And then he does a quick two count and jams on the brakes. By this time, I'm kind of like in front of the car. So my hand's on the hood and I do a little hop getting ready to land on his hood, and he stops, and I'm like, what the fuck? You know, just like yelling at him. And sorry for any neighbors who heard that this morning. But then he starts yelling at me and flipping me off like I'm the asshole. Like, how dare I?
So I'm confused as to how you didn't have an escape route. What did I miss?
I thought he was going to stop.
But what? You saw him coming?
Yeah.
And you could have gotten up on the sidewalk?
I could.
And his head was turned the other way.
Yeah,
I could have gotten up on the sidewalk.
Yeah, but I was thinking, no, he'll look eventually. Because I only run at like 6 miles an hour, so it's not like I'm sprinting down the street.
Matt, were you looking to call him an asshole?
I mean,
just Matt, were you looking? The,
Were you you were looking for the opportunity to make sure that he knew that he was the morning asshole. Is that what happened? That's what I'm hearing.
That very well may have been the case.
Okay.
I mean, you were kind of a pedestrian in the roadway.
I like to look at it as me giving him the opportunity to not be the asshole, but he was the asshole.
See, you're why whenever we would go to traffic accidents that were vehicle versus pedestrian or vehicle versus bicyclist, you'd always see the motorist freaking out. And I'd tell them, don't worry. And they'd be like, what are you talking about? I'm like, 90% of the time, it's the pedestrian or bicyclist's fault.
But here's the deal.
Because they think they can do whatever they want.
Okay.
Like, I'm running, opposite traffic and not just getting the fuck out of the way.
If I was on the sidewalk, he would have fucking hit me.
How is he up on the sidewalk?
No, if I was on the sidewalk when I entered that intersection, he would have creamed me. But since I was on the road, I had a little bit more leeway for him to, when he was trying to make the right.
Oh, got it.
If I was in the crosswalk, I would have got hit 100%.
I understand. So I get it. You weren't coming from his left. You were coming from his right, from his passenger side.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Correct.
So he was looking left first.
Right. For sure.
When you said you were flashing at him, I immediately thought you were like on his side. Like,
yeah, I thought you're on the driver's side.
No. He was turning right into me.
Right. Into you.
Literally.
Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Got it. Okay.
Right. So fuck
you're still guy. You're still an asshole, but also
he was a bigger asshole.
He probably should have paid attention.
So back a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, when I worked at a little restaurant on Ventura Boulevard, actually Matt and I worked there together.
Was this the bagel cafe place?
Yeah.
The they don't cafe. Exist anymore, right?
No, they've been gone for a long, okay, long cool. time. Okay, cool.
Anyway, it was called Bonjour Bagel Cafe.
Bonjour.
Oh my god.
I was making a delivery across the street, and when I was coming back, when I was walking back to the cafe, I started crossing the street, same deal as what Matt was describing. And this little old lady creeping up in this, you know, she's looking through the steering wheel and she's looking ahead. Okay. But she's looking straight forward, making a right-hand turn. So she's not looking to the right to where she's going. She's like following the nose of the car, right? You know, she's like, her head is not moving. It's just staying stationary with the car. So it was
like Michael Keaton, Batman.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. So it was the slowest run over somebody that I've ever witnessed. And it was my ass, my gigantic ass that went up on the hood. Because I was like, I started to step forward and I saw her at the corner of my eye coming. And I was like, yo, is she gonna move? So I started hustling, you know, little big guy hustle to get past her. But she didn't go into the first, she didn't turn her slow ass fucking boat into the first lane. She turned her slow ass boat into the second lane. Making absolutely sure that she got my big ass. And then just like confused because it was like a 5 mile an hour, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, I kind of hopped on her hood and she just like stopped. And it took her a second. She like rolled a couple more feet and then she stopped and I was looking at her. She's looking at me and I put my hands up like, what the fuck? And she's like, I'm so sorry. I didn't even see you. I'm like, how do you not see all of me? Yeah. So that was a long time ago.
Yeah. So I did a little PSA video. I put it up on the locker room about proper procedures when coming to an intersection.
Jeez.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, so now welcome to the locker room. I'm Tom.
I'm Matthew.
I'm apparently a gigantic hood ornament. I'm Marco.
This week has been, wow. I mean, where to begin?
There's a lot. There's a lot going on.
So much. There's like dead presidents and a whole and uprising in third world countries and
right. I don't even know.
I'm just looking up at the skies right now, waiting for the UFOs. You know what I'm saying?
I just love how
they're already there. Nobody fucking cares. They've already said they're there. No,
this is true. Oh yeah. Oh, that's right. That happened last. That was last week.
They're waiting for their big party. For you know, they were like, oh, we heard these humans are really waiting for us to come there, and they're going to give us a big welcome. And then 2020 happens. We're like, fuck it, dude. If you're going to come, just leave. Just be cool about it. Like, just shut up and sit down. And we got some other shit to deal with.
But they're waiting for us to thin out. They're waiting for us to thin our own herd out. They're up there watching, going, yeah.
I don't think so, bro. I think they're out there watching and just going to continue to watch this fucking train wreck. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like Jerry Springer for them. You know,
we're their reality show.
Raining down Delta variant, Foxtrot variant.
We're their Jersey Shore.
Oh my gosh, maybe we are.
Oh man,
right?
I think so. I got to say we are. What was that? What was that meme of Joe Rogan and the guys, basically the announcers from UFC? But they're all like painted green with the little Shrek alien ears. You know what I'm saying? There's like aliens watching. You know, the new season of Earth.
Yep. Right.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah, this is the 2021st season of Earth. It's bananas right now.
Yeah,
what's gonna happen next?
At the water cooler. Have you seen the new season of Earth?
Right.
Them motherfuckers are crazy.
No, I've got it DVR. Don't tell me. I'm not cut out.
No, I've seen it yet. Oh man,
I'm only at 2019.
I can't. Oh, you got to catch up. I can't even wait. You got to binge that shit. I can't wait. This shit gets stupid in 2020.
You know what's next is we're going to be seeing more theories about time travelers showing up.
Yeah, that's next. That's
people from the future coming back on field trips.
Well, we're already really hearing that stuff. So my first thing, that the thing that smacked us right in the face, first thing, beginning of the week, before, like, this was going to be the big topic, and then we had so much more just rain down upon us. Was the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus released a new hit single.
God.
And depending on what news source you follow, the headline was either San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus finally admits they're trying to turn all kids in America gay, or the headline was San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus successfully trolls the entire right-wing party of the country by making them think that this satire song is in any way, shape, or form indicative of how the gay community feels.
Right. And there was a third. My take on it was different.
No, I just meant those were the headlines.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah. Those were the headlines. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Like no matter whichever news source you were clicking on, it was clickbait one way or the other.
Yeah, and it was extreme one way or the other.
Right, exactly.
There was no middle ground with this one.
So I was curious. I don't know about you guys. Did you end up watching this thing?
I mean, I'm going to admit I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched as much as I could before I was like, I'm not giving up this much of my life to this right now.
Yeah, it's kind of long.
Well, first of all, it's a terrible song.
It's a terrible song, but you kind of get the gist of it after a little bit. Yeah. You get the
They're smiling and singing about how they're coming for your children. Yes, ha ha, he he, ho ho, and then they go into like they won't hate, they'll tolerate.
I'm sorry that when you do that, she's like, "We're coming to take you away." Ha ha,
to the funny bar. Yeah, I'm so glad you guys.
So I went there too. Yeah,
Doctor Demento'd me. I was like, "Oh my god!" Metallica guy, Doctor Demento.
Yeah, singing Dead Puppies next. Anyway, so that was like you listen to it, and that those are really part of the lyrics. But then part of the lyrics is about like trying to teach your kids not to hate, that, you know, to tolerate and put up with everybody, and it's all cool, and everybody's, you know, we want to convert you into agreeing with us, basically. Not necessarily convert kids to being gay. So contextually, it kind of answers itself as far as what their intent was, right? They're not trying, as far as I can tell, straight up threatening to turn kids gay.
Right. I took it as we're coming for your children to where they're going to be more accepting of our community.
Right. We're going to make them, what do they call them? Allies.
Allies. Yes.
Right. Allies.
And then
that's what it took for them as well.
Okay. So we're all in agreement on what their most likely what their intent was, without, you know, I mean, just on its face. I don't know.
Right.
Maybe there is some like secret cabal of like the gay Paul Williams or maybe it's Barry Manilow, you know, he wrote all these songs, you know, who knows, but I don't know if there's like some secret backroom organization writing these things and saying, we're going to admit to it, but only a little bit and wink at it. I doubt it. I'm sure it's somebody wrote this song and thought it was tongue in cheek funny to play on the phrase, you know, we'll convert your children. We're coming to get them, blah, 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 blah. And then flip that on its head and make it about, you know, coming to convert them to be our allies. Well, then the question became, is that really a good idea? Like, so if you're the director of the Gay Men's Chorus and somebody pitches you this idea, where's that conversation where you say, you know, I get it, but maybe this is in poor taste.
Right. I'm sorry. I got to interrupt you. Marco, get off Instagram. Quit sending us reels. We're recording a podcast.
I know. I'm just, I got a message from, like, actually I got a message from a listener. That's what I was reading. And then, yeah.
Okay.
And then backing out of it, that was like the first, you know, like you go into Instagram and it's like,
yeah,
you know, your feed page, you immediately goes into your feed. Right.
Right.
So
yes. And then you thought, backing, I'm going to send this to the guys while we're recording the podcast.
I'm sorry, but that is fucking gold. That is
gold.
Have you seen that?
Yeah. It's the internet. We've seen it.
Yeah, that is next level.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good shit.
So listeners, I'm sorry, but like I ran across this fucking video of this fucking dad on this electric powered skateboard, longboard, and he's got his daughter between his legs, sitting on top of a Coors Light 12 pack. And
no, that's a fucking case. That's a 30 rack of fucking Rocky Mountain piss water
between his legs, and then she's fucking sitting on the fucking piss water, like wrapping around his legs for stability. And he's got the little one, the little baby, looks like a little baby boy in one of those kid carrying backpacks, and he's balancing them out, and he's hits a zoom and starts taking off right when the video cuts. I was like, damn, that's next level.
Okay.
So yeah, as I was like reading the listener information, I was like, backing out, I was like, oh, okay, that's what that is. And I, oh, what the fuck is this? And I had to send it.
So, full send.
I apologize for nothing, because I'm sorry. I got swirled. I was like, what? Anything.
And to be fair, the listener's not the one who knew we were podcasting. Only Marco was.
No, nobody. Yeah, nobody knows that we're podcasting right now.
But whoever it is, if you know, you just sent that to Marco right now. That's who we're talking about.
Yeah,
you're exactly. Like, oh shit! I totally was saying that.
That was me.
So my question was there a conversation at the Gay Men's Chorus where anybody stood up and went, you know,
no,
maybe this is in bad taste.
No.
No, that's a conversation. Okay, think about us having that conversation about putting out something in bad taste. First of all, we would be laughing so hard and so committed to the bullshit that we would run right by any kind of reason, and because just because we think it's funny.
Yep.
And but then don't you think they're like as the organization that they're at, they have a bigger reputation to protect, and they're, you know, they're the ones who are quote unquote representing an entire community.
Well,
and
it goes back to this: how serious, when it comes to something like this and comedy, like how serious do you take yourself?
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
how serious do you take yourself? There is no like one like group or person that is like head of the gays.
But there is one group or person that's head of the Gay Men's Choir. Right. I'm just thinking somebody might go, you know,
I don't know. Maybe let's just not, and they say that they're in charge.
No. Did you see?
I know they say that they're in charge. So I'm like,
didn't you see Dave Chappelle's stolen bit from Sticks and Stones where he talks about the LGBT car? Tell me you saw that.
Oh yeah. The alphabet.
Yeah, I did see.
Yeah, he stole that bit. First of all, apparently, and a buddy of mine sent it to me, of the original comedian that used to do it, complete with the phrase "alphabet people" in the bit.
Right?
Oh shit!
Yeah,
oh shit!
Yeah,
oh
wow! Yeah, yeah. Anyway. My point being is that they have, I guess somebody should go, okay, maybe we should be the bigger person right now and not poke at this, like, let's not poke at this subject right now in the middle of all the fucking like uproar that's going on.
I'm sure someone said that. And I'm sure like the majority of the other ones will actually have, like, we talk about having a fucking, having a sense of humor, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're like,
they were all,
fuck. It's like
they hissed him right out of the room.
Bitch.
Yeah. They're probably bitch. Like, we put up with enough shit for so many years. They can put up with us for one more fucking day.
And you know what? Honestly,
I don't care if it's true. July.
Yeah.
Honestly, and in all honesty, it's true. That's well, so yes, good on you.
That led to my other question, which is can you imagine if this was a song? Well, you don't have to imagine. You can actually.
It is.
Like, you can actually hear it. It's out there for the world to see.
But I mean, this is the kind of thing where when Muslim choirs sing about, you know, Jews and not wanting them around. Now, they're not talking about killing people. They're talking about converting people. But my point is that who are you to convert anyone?
Yeah.
Why are you actually trying like that? That was then my final thing was, is like, here's the deal. You do you. I'm cool with that. I don't really care. But as soon as you're telling me that you're coming to re-educate my children, you know, which is what they're saying, we're going to teach your children stuff that you're not teaching them. Now it's none of your fucking business. And you need to stay out of my kitchen.
Maybe
that's where I actually go. Nah.
Maybe this was their response to the Pray the Gay Away camps that some of the Christian groups do.
I mean, maybe they're just
saying, it's the same thing.
I'm kind of with Matt. Maybe they're just like the fucking Jehovah's Witness version of the fucking gay community. You know what I'm saying? It's like
they're Judy Garland's witnesses.
Yes, the Babs witnesses.
We're Barbara's witnesses.
Yes, witnesses. Hi, we're Barbara's witnesses. Do you
have time to talk about our Lord and Savior, Barbara?
Hi, can I talk to you about Celine Dion and her special?
So. Hey, I want to segue into another gay thing when we're done. Literally.
I mean, well, you can't use...
Anyway, my point is that like Pray the Gay Away, those are your kids, right? That like if you want to raise your kids to I saw one thing where this lady was like raising her kid to proclaim in church what gender she is at 6 years old, and it looked like child abuse to me, but you know, hey, who knows, maybe 20 years from now that kid will be, you know, completely fine and well adjusted. All right, fuck it. You know she's not going to be. But my point is,
not when you're there at six.
For me, it's kind of like the families that don't want to get their kids treated at the hospital for religious reasons. I'm like, fuck, let your kids die then. Like, it's none of my business. I can't. Like, I'm that much about individual liberty. Like, okay, fuck you. Maybe you don't need a kid. If you're gonna let your kid die from fucking the flu because you won't get him some, you know, medicine, and maybe you don't deserve that kid in the first fucking place.
And that's why we have fucked up sounding Muppets. Yep, that just happened. Wow.
Holy shit.
Oh god, I wonder if I'm gonna get another email about that. You see what happened with Jim Henson is.
You know, there's people out there going, what's he even talking about?
What's he saying? Like, that's why you get like, walk. All of a sudden, Fozzie Bear's like, walk a motherfucker. Yeah, you're like, no. Yeah.
Dennis Leary, he goes, oh, poor Jim Henson. Fuck, man. I'll tell you what. If I die of pneumonia and I got a frog singing, it's not easy being green at my funeral, somebody fucking punch the frog.
It wasn't. I got one up for you, man. It wasn't even Kermit. It was fucking Big Bird.
That's who's saying it's not easy to be.
Yeah,
but that doesn't make sense because he's what the fuck?
Paying tribute. Think about it. Okay. Jim Henson was the voice of Kermit the Frog, so they didn't have a replacement for Kermit the Frog. Blah blah blah. So like at his funeral, it was Big Bird that got up there and actually sang fucking.
No, did they correct it? It's not easy being yellow.
It's not easy. Yeah, it's not easy being Marcos Height. Anyways.
So anyway, that was my thing. It was the big, like, we were gonna, oh my gosh, this is hilarious. And then the rest of the world said, hold my beer, or hold my Cuba Libre, or hold my
Cuba Libre.
Cuba Libre is right.
Like it was and then we have to talk about something else because now there's apparently this is happening twice.
Wait. Matt needs to speak on the.
Oh yeah, I just got a little gripe off my chest.
I mean, before we leave the game, right?
Yeah. Okay. Real quick,
we're still on the gay freeway.
We're still on the gay. Just real quick, and hopefully this won't fucking rabbit hole into something else. But there's a Starbucks by my house that I run by every morning on my route, and all through June they had the pride flag up in the window, and what's the other one with the shit in the corner? Is that the Pride and the trans flag, or that has a little like the, is that what that is? Okay.
Yeah.
So they had those hanging up, right? Flag. And I'm like, cool, it's Starbucks. I fucking expected it. Whatever.
Sure. May the power of Lady Gaga be with you.
Yeah. Like, cool. Like, I don't fucking care. I don't go to Starbucks anymore. I kind of swore them off. And that just a whole other topic. So I noticed that all through June. And then, of course, you know, the end of June, all the companies, you know, paint their shit back. That was their, right. Paint their buildings rainbow for June. And then July 1st, boom, we're back to whatever. So I kind of thought it was funny, sad funny, not ha-ha funny, that they couldn't put a single fucking strand of anything resembling red, white, and blue up for the fucking 4th of July. Not even for one fucking day.
Right.
I found it kind of ironic
and oppression
that the flag that represents the right to put the other flags up couldn't be honored on the anniversary of this country's birth.
Right.
And I thought, and this is why I don't go to Starbucks anymore. Like you couldn't honor that one flag that gives you the right and the freedom to honor these other flags on one fucking day, not one fucking day. So that was my little gripe.
Like you're going to be an asshole and not honor the flag that literally protects your right to be an asshole.
Correct. Correct. The same flag that protesters in other countries right now are flying. It is a universal symbol of freedom. Mm-hmm. The Hong Kong protesters did it. Mm-hmm. They're flying it in Cuba right now. Mm-hmm. And we're over here being assholes and shitting in our own fucking dinner table.
Yeah. What's the old expression? You want to have... It's easy to be communist in a free country. Try being free in a communist country.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Fucking exactly. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So that just ground my gears a little bit.
Well,
but yeah.
So on to a subject that's also going to grind your gears.
Oh, these motherfuckers.
Which ones?
So the ones we're about to talk about.
Pravis Raids.
Yeah.
Is what I know his account as.
Correct. Mm.
And then T-Rex Arms. I don't know. Have you waded into this one at all?
Yeah.
T-Rex Arms.
What you guys been sending back and forth. I don't really have a dog in this fight, but I just know about being around you guys. Just respect. You know what I'm saying? Like lines you don't cross. So especially since I get asked all the time via. Because of the way I talk and the verbiage that I use from hanging out with you fuckers too long.
You're right, exactly.
So I get asked almost every day at work. Oh, are you ex-military?
Yeah, no. I just hang around with them assholes a lot.
I just fucking hang around. I just hang around way too much.
So speaking of not being one, but saying you are.
Yep. Yes, sir.
You're in good company.
do you want to summarize who these two idiots were, or shall I?
I don't know about the second idiot because...
Okay, summarize Travis because you'd probably know more about that dude.
So this guy, his real name is Anthony Travis Nielsen, and he went by the Instagram moniker Travis Raids, and he had claimed that he was a fucking Green Beret. And I have an acquaintance that I met through other veterans, that we have like this whole, thread going where we just, it turned into like, you know, getting to know each other and whatnot, who you can lean on and knowing who's who in the zoo. And then, and just turned into every typical fucking group thread. We share stupid memes and other shit like that, you know, that's just what it devolves into constantly. Right. So. This other person, who's an acquaintance of mine, is a legit badass. He is a former Navy SEAL, and he even was following this guy. There's other Green Berets that I know that were following this guy. And so you see that and you think, and he's posting all this inspirational shit and stuff about workout stuff. And I'm like, cool, I'm kind of about that. I'm gonna follow this guy because he looked like he was legit because he was surrounded by other people that, that I knew were legit. So cool. This guy's another fucking Green Beret, you know? He was getting gear and stuff on like a promotional basis from companies and from other people to try out and promote. You know, just, and just was flat out saying that he was a fucking Green Beret. So there's this organization, there's the Green Beret Foundation. And then there's also this other organization called the Guardians of the Green Beret. And they do kind of like what, Don Shipley does for phony SEALs and gets access to all their records, fucking, you know, vets them, roots them out and calls them out in the most fantastic fucking way. Like, pictures, he'll, you know, they'll post the DD214 with the sensitive shit blocked out.
Yeah, when this guy goes public with that shit, he has enough to lay waste, dude. It's like a document dump from WikiLeaks.
It's amazing. And recorded phone conversations, just, you know, that gets all the background video of this guy, all the different claims and the inconsistencies, and just calls bullshit. And they always
like a 30 minute video dump on YouTube usually or something.
Yeah, with the whole night. And these motherfuckers, these phony motherfuckers, they start doing their damage control. And this guy, this Travis Raids guy, was, no, you got the wrong guy. That's, you know, that's not even my name. And they had his address. They sent him pictures of his own passport saying,
oh,
isn't this you? Like, these motherfuckers get everything.
Double down.
And they fucking double down all the time. Well, I don't know why they'd have my address. And then it's like, okay, so this is your address, which means this is you, which means you're claiming to be this person. So this piece of shit claimed to be a Green Beret. Then it was, you know, they called him out on it and said, look, we only show, you know, 5 months, you know, basic and AIT in the Army, and we don't see anything after that. Were you National Guard? And so this guy was I think it was like a 13 Bravo was his MOS. So, you know, field artillery guy, which nothing wrong with that. You know, if you served, you did what 1% of the population signs up to do.
Right.
Fucking, you know, your first step is just, you know, committing to something greater than yourself and serving your country. There's honor in that. Just run with that.
Exactly.
But no, he wanted to, you know, go to the highest tier that you can pretty much in the Army. You know, short of
yeah, being... he didn't lie and say, oh, I was in the Army infantry with, you know, a special marksmanship badge. No, he went
to the fucking...
he fucking swung for the fences.
I mean, he could have went bigger and said Delta, but, you know, he kept it...
he kept it realistic.
That was a Green Beret.
I don't want to be an asshole.
Yeah, so they found out... So they found his records. They got his records because it's all fucking public information. You can get it. There's no, and for everybody listening, and I know our crowd knows this, but I know there's other, people that don't have the, you know, the military or law enforcement background. There's no top secret black ops boot camp. There's no top secret selection course for any special forces training. There's no super secret buds class that you went through to become a SEAL.
Yeah. Forget every movie you've ever watched where somebody gets recruited by the CIA out of high school and then goes to
doesn't happen. It's all on the fucking books when you're in the military. It's all fucking public record. You can get everything. So they see that he only has, you know, 5 months, and they go, well, were you guard or something? Yeah, I was guard. Okay, well, but looks like Utah National Guard. Yeah, for 4 years. This motherfucker even lied about that.
Wow. Yeah, he in his apology, it was actually a lie about how much he did actually serve, I guess.
Yeah, so he claimed I was only, you know, 4 years in the guard, and it was less than two. It was less than 2 years. And we still don't know exactly why or how he got rolled out. But
I was going to say, less than two, that means he got rolled out for one reason or another.
Yeah, something happened. So, but kudos to Guardians of the Green Beret for, you know, doing what they do. They guard and protect the legacy of Green Berets. And I went down the rabbit hole of their website looking at other, there was this one motherfucker, and then I'll make it quick because we got to talk about this other asshole. But there was this one guy that had the audacity to Photoshop his own head.
Oh, well, here we go.
Onto a picture of an actual shit. Green Beret who fucking gave his life while serving.
Oh,
dude. A very well-known operator that died.
This motherfucker. Blanket parties exist.
Yeah, yeah. So, and there were people when they first outed him, and he went on his own thing and apologized. Now he's a ghost. He's done. He changed his name on Instagram, made his shit private, and scrubbed a bunch of content, and now his account is just gone. But there were people, you know, hey, bro, you know, it's no big deal, you know, because he apologized, and he only apologized because he got caught. It was a right. fucking Pete Rose. It was the classic Pete Rose apology. I'm sorry, I got caught, you know. So
right.
Well, no. So he, but that's the thing. So I wanted to bring up that I have a friend. He's been on this podcast. He shall remain nameless, but he posted a picture of the apology. No context, right? None, right? Posted a picture of the apology. And I then scrolled, you know, you got multiple pictures, right? So I scrolled to the next picture, and the amazing word that appeared was dictum.
Oh yeah, and I saw that. I think you sent that to me. Yeah. You sent his post to me, and I was like, amazing.
And so here's the apology. First off, I'm sorry to everyone I hurt. My claim to be a Green Beret was false. Never served in 3rd or 19th. I fucked up. In 2011, I joined the Army National Guard as a 13 Bravo and served my term. I never deployed.
Which was a lie.
Well, maybe his term was only 18 months. I've never heard of that term, but, you know. let's see. I broke a lot of trust and hearts. I've crushed my closest friends with these lies. To all of you, I apologize sincerely. I own and take full responsibility for my actions. Again, I apologize for all damage I have caused. I deeply regret it. I hope to make this right and moving forward to always be honest and to do the right thing. I'm really sorry, everyone. LF is no more. Thank you.
And that was his clothing company or whatever.
Right. And then the second picture says, dictum. When you act like a dick and then act like a victim about it.
Speaking of a dick, another part that I forgot to say about this particular fucking shitbird was the stuff that he was getting for free. Like my acquaintance pointed out, you know, that this person received a free upper or a free AR upper. And then
he's received a lot more than that.
The stuff that he was receiving, he was then turning around and selling.
Yep.
Right. So
yeah,
that was the whole message from one of the vendors. It was like, if you've given him free stuff, contact me because stand by if he doesn't have it still.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unreal. So unfucking real.
Then
but wait, there's more.
As if on cue. So there's a company called T-Rex Arms. And
I did see this one. Yeah. The guy, that guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
yep.
Aside from like the whole fact that T-Rex Arms is a brilliantly funny name, they are essentially, I guess he started out as a gear reviewer and slowly made up enough to put up a website that offers, you know, holsters, gear. They say, let's see, T-Rex Arms. It's a online tactical supply company that sells holsters, gear, armor, lights, training, and support. Specializes in providing conventional and unconventional equipment for preserving human life. So this guy, who is part of T-Rex Arms and runs their YouTube channel, is basically, it's his company, right? He apparently got outed for claiming that he would teach special warfare groups and special forces units and SWAT teams. And that's kind of part of his gimmick was, you know, that you'd see these teams out at his range and he'd put out videos of him like talking in front of them. And everybody's like, oh, this guy really knows his shit, blah, 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 blah. Turns out he's fucking nobody. And he's a civilian. And a lot of his shit talking was like, you know, there's so much hate on civilian, you know, tactical civilians. But I get, you know, I get called by the military to do classes. And the first time I got called, I turned it down because I was like, no, no, no. This guy's like 22. Right.
Jesus Christ.
He's like, the first time I got called, I was like, no, I'm going to wait 2 or 3 years, really, you know, perfect my craft. And then when they called the next time, I was ready and I did it. And this, and somebody outs him is like,
so they called him at 20, at 18.
Yeah. Right. Like this is where I'm going. It's already getting deep in here. And then come to find out, like, he had sold a holster to a dude who, because he makes Kydex holsters, he's like sold a holster to a dude, and that dude happened to be attached in some, you know, peripheral way to some operator groups out of the local army base. And so he had his own private range and invited them to come out there and shoot. So they come out there and shoot, and then what he does is he has his cameras out there, and then while they're out shooting and playing and plinking and having a good time, then he's like, yeah. So then all of a sudden, when the range goes cold, he'll stand in front of them and start talking about techniques. And so they're listening to him talk about techniques for sure. And so as soon as he starts talking to them about techniques, the cameras will start rolling and they'll start filming. And then he'll post the footage or post the pictures claiming that he's teaching the special forces or the SWAT team.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What a douche nozzle.
Wow. And in reality, he's just discussing shit they already knew with him. You know, so he's trying to basically claim to be this like high speed, low drag instructor. Well, so one of the retailers decided to sever ties with him. And then the gun community erupted into two camps of like, good for them for having integrity, for not backing this guy. And then the other group that was like, dude, you're just mad because he was going to drop a bad review of your new flashlight.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Wait. So, No, go ahead, because I got another one I want to bring up after this guy.
So I'm looking at this guy claiming to be a Green Beret, and I'm like, okay, that you don't see that every day. And then you literally see it the next day.
The next day,
with this guy who's claiming to be a civilian 22-year-old SWAT team special warfare group firearms instructor, and it turns out he just had him over for a day of shooting, and then got creative with camera angles and shit.
Amazing. Well, get ready, sit down for this one. Here's another one that the Guardians of the Green Beret did a report on. This was 4 days ago they posted this. Blaine Campbell, he's the owner and CEO of Campbell Arms Manufacturing and Shaytac USA.
I thought you were going to tell me Campbell Soup. Go ahead.
So his company makes the rifle that currently has the longest confirmed sniper kill on record.
Okay.
This motherfucker spent years saying he was a Green Beret.
Right.
Not the case. They said he spent years claiming to be a Green Beret. Being dropped from the Q course before you even go to the field does not give you the right to claim to be a Green Beret.
Oh.
And they got pictures of him and all of his fucking records and everything. And it's just... And this guy owns the company that makes the rifle that currently holds the longest confirmed sniper kill.
So this guy, well, I mean, at least this guy.
I mean, good. Cool. You make a good product, but yeah, you're a piece of shit. You're a piece of shit.
Are we allowed to talk about this message from poor? Like,
well, I don't think. Dude. I don't think we should have used his name, so you might want to bleep that part out. I was thinking maybe we just read the message and say it was from a listener and not, you know.
I can bleep it out.
Kind of. Okay, cool. So it's been bleeped. Do you have it up?
I do.
Do you have it pulled up? Yeah, go ahead and read it, because I didn't...
unidentified listener who we bleeped out earlier... sent us a message.
I hope you remember to do that.
We'll actually bleep it.
Yeah,
me too.
Well, I have to cut it together tonight, so I better remember. Like, I have to get done when we're done and just start doing that. So
okay, I'm gonna send you a reminder.
It says learning about my wife's, well, so the, I guess I should read the subject line of the email.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is, holy fucking shit, Jesus Christ, WTF, in all caps.
And I saw this at work.
Right.
I pretty much see all the emails and then I kind of like respond to them as best right. as I can. And I send them off to you guys. And I just, yeah. Yeah.
Well, he says, learning about my wife's family. And I thought I'd share. My wife's grandma is a hoarder. If one of her animals died, she would just leave it on the floor.
Oh,
unless
yeah?
it was one of her.
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife's grandma is a hoarder. If one of mm-hmm. her animals died, mm-hmm. he would just leave it on the floor.
What the fuck? Okay, go ahead.
Okay. But wait. Wait,
it gets better. What the fuck? Okay. Okay. But there's more? Okay,
oh, yeah.
Unless it was one of her chihuahuas. They okay. went into the freezer.
Wait, can we just talk about something else though? Wait, back up, not even that part. One of her chihuahuas.
One of.
Well, so first of all, she has enough animals that they'll die and just lay on the floor.
Yeah,
right.
I'm assuming those are like cats or something.
Right, and but then when you get to one of her chihuahuas.
Well, hold on a second. One of. So this is not a one time thing.
Hold on. No. Yeah. Well, if she's a hoarder, listen,
ready? Here we go. Ready?
Hoard animals.
Here's the key word. Several times.
Unless it was one of her chihuahuas, they uh-huh. went into they. The freezer.
Oh!
You got to save him for good. I don't think he was trying to protect the gender identity of the chihuahuas. I'm pretty sure that's plural.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My god.
Yeah.
Holy fucking Cruella de Vil. Okay, go ahead.
The same fucking freezer she kept her food in.
Aw.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And then it says, I gotta get a drink or take a nap or something. I literally can't. Fuck.
Yeah. And so I remember, it wasn't at work when I saw this. This was Sunday as I'm about to get on a plane to come home from Phoenix. And I sent it off to Thomas. I wrote, I don't even know what to respond with, but luckily I'm getting on a plane right now, so I can't. I got a plane story for you.
Wait, this
no,
is
we
this
have
is,
to we still have to get to hold, Cuba.
No, hold on a second. We gotta unpack this. Hold yeah, on. Wait, the fuck? Mira. Okay, calmados. Okay, we'll move forward in a second. I there's just so much here.
I was just saying, I want to get the main story in the end.
Wait, okay, so I'm going to explode. Okay. Ay, Dios mío, I don't even, all the, ay, no, que sucio. Mira. Okay. So this is the wife's grandmother or the wife's mother?
Wife's grandmother.
Wife's grandmother, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, my dude, if you're listening today.
Oh, he is.
Okay, listen, this is Thursday. This is the day that you're gonna claim your freedom. That shit is that brother, that shit's in the genes, bro. That's in the genes, brother. Te tienes que salir, te tienes que correr. That means you gotta get out, you gotta run. File now. A judge will grant it. Bring that shit up, dog. You're out. It's time to second life it. It's time, like, look. Thomas doesn't believe in man whoring. And
no, in
and
this case, Matt and I making it.
Matt and I do get out and just go get dump it. Dump the family and as a whole. Just like it's a surgical strike. It's a surgical strike of divorce. You just cut all ties. Just drop the missile. Cut all ties with that family. Saying, and just run. Just,
like rent a boat and disappear. Nuke it. Like fall
nuke
off.
It. Of nuke it. You were never there. You were never there. You were
just,
never there.
I just thought of something.
Book a cruise and then just one random stop, never get back on, and then you just fell overboard. That's it. Right? New name, you know what I'm saying? Cash only. What's up, man?
I want to put a twist on this. There's a lot of couples that listen to our podcast. What do you think the odds are that this man's wife is listening right now and going, that motherfucker, that's me?
Oh shit, I hope not, man.
We may, Marco, you may have just granted him that freedom.
Wait, hold on, time out.
All right, well, I mean,
okay, so
wait,
if this is the wife listening,
yeah, go ahead.
I'm gonna tell you right now, if you're the wife and you're listening and you're sitting there going to yourself, oh my god, that son of a bitch, I can't believe it was him, I'm here to reassure you, It wasn't him.
It wasn't him.
It was the other guy. It was the fucking other guy. But here's the deal.
Now I want to speak to the men and women that know they have a family.
What was that old song? Wait, hold on. What was the old song? The Shaggy song?
Yeah,
it wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
The Chihuahua in the freezer wasn't me. The cat in the floor wasn't me. No.
So
okay, Matt, go ahead.
I'm going to give some sage advice here. Now, my father's mother, so my grandmother, was.
Why are you talking like Obi-Wan Kenobi right now?
Because I'm giving advice.
Oh, okay.
My father's mother.
That's fair. Carry on.
Okay, carry on.
Look, it's either that or Yoda and Obi-Wan.
No, let's go with Obi-Wan.
Okay. I can't do too many Star Trek character voices.
So. Oh, my God.
By the way, should we just say that that's next week?
Let me check my calendar.
Drunk Star Wars.
My father's grandmother was a hoarder. My mother did not know this, and now, granted, my parents were with each other longer than they were single. They were married over 30 something years before my father passed away.
Right.
Mm. My mother, the first time she was in,
which is a saint,
my grandmother's house was after she had died. Sandal. Yeah,
it's true. That's true.
It was after my grandmother passed away, mm-hmm. and that's when my mom found out that her husband's mother was a hoarder.
Oh,
so my father kept my mom out of his mother's house for almost 40 years until she passed away, and then went in. Because they had to clean out the house, and she wasn't like a dirty hoarder. She had her thing was like newspapers. It was a maze of like stacked up newspapers from fucking 20s, right?
Fucking do that, and they all do that.
So check this out. They did two. You remember my dad's old truck? That old fucking.
Quad cab with the huge
20 foot fucking bed. They did two truckfuls of newspaper before they realized he was stashing money in the fucking newspapers.
Oh shit.
So after that, they pulled out thousands of dollars, and some of the stuff was World War II era shit from like the West Coast when they were printing all that red shit on it to try to thwart the Japanese from they thought they were gonna counterfeit the money. So even the $1 bill was worth fucking 20 something dollars because they were in pristine condition. Thousands. So then they had to meticulously go through all these newspapers before they would even throw them out.
And amazing at the same time.
And it was like a one in between these two pages, a five, you know, a one, a 20. It wasn't just like a stack. It was like in. God
damn.
Yeah.
No, fuck yeah. No.
So here's my advice. No. If you know that you have a very close family member like that, that is a hoarder, just don't tell your spouse.
Kill them early.
Yeah. Don't kill them
early. Put them down. Just put them down like old Yeller.
Email us.
Take him out to the shed.
Email us. We'll email you back from one of our freaking burner accounts on nice, easy ways.
Allegedly, with
household supplies that you could make it look like a heart attack.
As a joke.
Yeah, it's a totally joke.
Just only. Yeah. Educational purposes only.
Yeah, yeah. It's a joke. We're not really gonna fucking Kevorkian these people. Metallica now. Guy, Dr. Kevorkian.
So
yeah, you should know.
You should know.
Yeah.
You sure. should know.
Okay, sorry. So moving on.
So we also have to talk about how the Cuban people are either revolting against the oppressive communist regime that has dominated their country since the 50s, or they are protesting the lack of COVID vaccines and toilet paper. I'm not sure. Marco, let's go to our Spanish correspondent, our Spanish speaking correspondent, Marco.
So
what does libertad mean?
Ooh, I know that one.
No.
I know that one though.
You can say the word and then somebody has to drink twice.
Oh, libertad.
That there you go.
Como se dice libertad
en inglés? Oh shit, you're drinking a lot now.
You guys, seriously.
Because I, you know,
400 years. 400 years. You're back of the busing me. You're back of the busing me right now. You know what I'm saying?
How you say that? Libertad?
Oh, my God.
Is the L silent like the J's are?
Is it Ibertad?
Why isn't it Huli and Hoon? It's still June, but it's Julio. So if Julio's birthday was in June, it wouldn't be Julio's birthday in Hoon.
How come you drive a Volvo but a Saab? How come you...
Now I'm going to get fucking hate mail from all of our fucking listeners in the South. And we make fun of the Americans. Way we talk. Because we make fun of everybody. That's why. So fucking you have
to... We make fun of everyone equally.
It was just your turn.
Yeah,
it was just your turn. That's truth.
Just here, you know what?
We gave it to the gays pretty hard. Oh, that came out
the
wrong.
The youngsters... Fuck. I love how you heard it like literally. You can cut the like final breath off of that. Y'all.
Oh my God. Oh, I wish I could give the warning to stop welding before that. that comedy missile was just fired off. Yeah, I'm sorry. Well.
No, but I want our younger listeners, if they take away something from today's episode, just moving forward in life, if somebody looks at you and says, why'd you say that? Why would you make fun of that? I go, it was just their turn.
Yeah. Everybody gets a turn.
Everyone gets a turn.
I mean, it's, you know, kind of like your mom. Everyone gets a turn.
Yo, your mom's like a doorknob. Everybody gets a turn.
That's right.
Mom's like a shotgun. Oh. One cock and she blows.
Your mom's like a 7-Eleven, open 24 hours. Your mom's like...
Here we go.
Mom's like peanut butter. She spreads for bread. Anyway, so what does libertad mean?
Really? Honestly?
No,
liberty.
Not honestly. Yeah, right?
Liberty. So, yeah. So what does that mean, liberty? So
it's not... I'm just clarifying. You wouldn't really scream libertad if you were protesting COVID, like... vaccines or COVID resources or anything like that. I'm pretty sure it's
you mean like some of the news organizations are claiming?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's like hey, we don't have any fucking food.
Yeah. You know, well, what, maybe they can just go buy some more food. Oh wait, the government literally took all of the money,
all their money.
Their fucking banks.
Yeah, they took all their money. They woke up in the morning, went to go use their ATM cards and went to go withdraw money, and there was nothing in the banks.
Yeah.
Gone.
Zero.
Completely gone.
I would say from everybody, but it was from almost everybody, because I'm sure there's quite a few people that still have money.
Now, oh, yeah. They're all on top.
Yeah.
They're all on top. Yeah.
Because communism, you know?
Castro's people were like, you didn't pay your hood taxes, partner.
Yeah.
I'm telling everybody from the Democratic Party and the Libertarian Party to basically just stand down and go home, because that's what they put out there. You know,
yep.
Democratic Party, go, you know, stand down.
And then
go
they see here.
Yeah. And they locked them all out of social media, of their cell phone uses. There's no way they can communicate outside of smoke signals now.
So brings me to
Go ahead.
You know, it brings me to a fucking, you know, it really burns my biscuits.
Oh.
Hmm.
When all you fucktards, I don't care what side of the fucking spectrum you're at, or what side of the fence you are about this, for all you dumb motherfuckers that say like, oh, you know, like what the fuck is happening with our government is like Venezuela or Cuba as far as oppression is concerned. This is well thought out. I had to think of the words that I wanted to use in order to put this together to make sure that I make you guys understand. Fuck you, you fucking fucks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
If we said it before in the podcast, if you can openly protest and not worry about your life, you have no fucking idea. You have no fucking clue. Yep. What it is to be in those situations in those countries, and what oppression actually the fuck is.
If you have the ability to say you're being oppressed, you're not being oppressed.
Correct.
Fuck, dude. It's it makes me so fucking pissed off when I hear people, oh, motherfucking whoever's in office, blah blah blah, this person, whether it was Trump when Trump was in office or Biden now, it's like this place turning to Venezuela. You have no fucking idea. You have no fucking idea. So pay attention to what's happening right now. Get some knowledge to see what you can post. You can post in social media. And if you get blocked, if you get put in Facebook jail or Instagram jail for a couple of days, that's, talk about a first world problem.
Yeah,
you bitch exactly. about that. And then you rejoice when you're allowed to, you know, to post again. You know?
Not to mention, if you take a look at in this country, which people are the ones getting shadow banned, silenced, fact checked, you know, I mean, there's a clear political bias on the part of our tech companies that is in some ways reminiscent of things like Cuba shutting off the internet and the cell phones of all of their people so that they can't coordinate and organize their protests.
Right.
Where does that sound familiar?
In Venezuela, they actually, the government shut down the newspapers, all the newspapers. Yeah. They just decided they shut down all the TV stations except for the government ran news outlets and the government ran newspaper. That was it. They just straight, nope, not going to happen right now. So, yeah, if you're hearing what, I'm not going to say whether it's bullshit or not, but if you're hearing the opposition to your belief, you're not fucking being impressed.
Right.
You're not being fucking impressed. You know, so, yeah. You're right over there?
It's good stuff, yeah. Huh?
Got it out in the air.
Yeah, I'm just hope I'm not coming down. My wife's got that damn summer cold that's going around. And I'm like, uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, that shit's going hard. Oh, dude, fucking hand, foot, mouth that ran through my house a couple weeks ago.
That's terrible.
Oh, I did. That's right. Yeah, terrible business.
Terrible business. Well, I think it was quite a week. We didn't have any Olympic athletes shit the bed. But I did post something that I thought I reposted it, which I wanted to see what you guys' take was on it. It said, I would rather, because we were talking about the Olympic athlete that got DQ'd for popping hot for weed.
Yeah, which is stupid.
Rather, it's fucking crazy.
I would rather have a woman on our Olympic team that popped hot for weed compete rather than a woman who will turn her back on the flag during the anthem.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I'll go with that. Yeah, 100%.
I think it's stupid. If you can perform at an Olympic level and you smoke weed,
you're high.
Kudos
to you.
Can you imagine if you're
not? That's not performance enhancing. It's literally the opposite. Fucking opposite.
Okay, so here's the thing. Like the Coney Island Nathan's hot dog eating contest every year on 4th of July is the only sport in which smoking pot is a performance enhancing drug.
That is correct.
Agreed.
Yeah.
That's it.
Agreed.
For the rest of the world.
So at work they have we have a big TV in our sales bullpen area, and there's always random shit on there. And today the Olympics were on for a little bit. And first of all, I didn't know that golf was in the Olympics. And second of all, I was even more surprised by the verbiage they used to describe the event. And I looked up there and I thought, what are we watching? Because it's set up next.
Fucking men's power walking.
Men's stroke play. I was like, whoa.
Come again?
It's getting literally spicy come again? In here. It's like, did I leave Pornhub streaming at work again?
What the fuck? Men's stroke play. I'm like, just call it golf, please. Just call it golf.
Well, oh, by the way, one last thing about Cuba.
Yeah.
Because you want to know what freedom looks like? Freedom and generosity and a good heart looks like the fucking Florida Man Navy.
Yeah.
Deploying in force to deliver supplies to the people of Cuba.
Yeah. And our Coast Guard was saying, no, don't do it. It's treacherous. I'm like, if you have a ship or a boat that's rated for open water, fucking go. But yeah. I think Florida Man's going to start a conflict with us in Cuba, because once you're in their waters, if they don't want you there, I mean, you're not a military force, but it's Florida Man means well, as I think in most times Florida Man means well, but Florida Man might bite off a little more than Florida Man can chew.
But you know what? Maybe is it our Florida man Bay of Pigs? Is that what we're thinking it might be?
Mine is a leaky boat.
Right. An incursion gone wrong. I you know, hey, if they can get away with it, more power to you, man.
Oh yeah. I fully support it.
Oh, definitely.
Those are people that need those supplies. We make fun of it and we laugh about it. But if they can get through and they want to take the risk, I'd give it a shot.
Yeah. If they can form a humanitarian, you know, mission to go do that, then I just don't think it's gonna be well received by Cuba. At all.
Just all of them wear like the fake beards and the little pillbox hats and just like look like a little
Put your little blue blue helmet on.
Yeah, right.
Just go over there that way.
We have spawned a little bit of a fun offshoot of us being stupid and telling jokes at the end of the podcast is
the dad jokes. It's like a competition. It's like people are like, oh, have you heard this one?
Yeah.
And just so you know, everybody, they send them in and keep sending them in.
Yes,
we have heard them all.
There's been one or two that I was like, oh,
really?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, okay. But no, I enjoy them because it's those ones I forgot about that one.
Right.
But also I think it's just I'm a product of the environment I was raised in, and I come from a family that has a long bloodline of horrible dad jokes. So, I've heard a lot of them, but I appreciate all the ones we're getting.
So here's one, that I didn't hear. I've never heard before, Marco. I'm going to read it to you. Okay. Cause I think we're at the point.
Do the do.
What's the difference then between people? What's the difference between Dubai?
Oh yeah, this one I haven't heard. I didn't hear this. This is a freshie.
What's the difference between Dubai and Abu Dhabi?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
People in Dubai don't like the Flintstones, but the people in Abu Dhabi do.
Oh my God. Right into that one.
Good. Yeah.
Right the so fuck good. Into that. Oh, fish. I saw the fish on the hook and I was like, what is that? That looks delicious. Next thing I know, I'm in the fucking boat.
I'm just going to go for a nibble.
Yeah. That looks good and interesting. Yeah.
Isn't it normal for cheese to be floating in the water?
Exactly.
Speaking of super shit like that, did you see the story about there's this guy going around fucking dipping his testicles in glitter?
What?
Did you hear that? Yeah, it was pretty nuts. Pretty nuts.
Oh, wow. I hate you so much right now.
Okay, I got one. What do a virgin in high school and a linoleum floor have in common?
Hold on, you went robot for a second. A virgin?
What do a virgin in high school
and
a linoleum floor have in common?
Oh, I know this firsthand, so I'm not going to answer it.
I don't know what.
If you lay them right the first time, you can walk all over them the rest of your life.
This is true.
Send that email to lockerroommailbag@gmail.com. Attention, fuck Thomas.
Can I tell? This isn't like a one-liner dad joke, but it's like it's a little bit of a story that gets to the pun of a dad joke.
Okay.
A woman is sitting at her deceased husband's funeral, and a man leans into her and asks, "Do you mind if I say a word?" "No, go right ahead," the woman replies. So the man stands up, clears his throat, says, "Plethora," and sits back down. "Thanks," the woman says. "It means a lot."
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. Oh, we're taking on the water. We're taking on the There's no time to reach the lifeboats.
Wait, I have to going redeem down. You. I have to redeem that with one of my good ones, one of my really good.
I can't believe we're going to try to redeem that. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, do you want the midget in the rain? Right? Or do you want...
No, go ahead. Fire off with the midget in the rain. This is the midget in the rain.
You had me at midget, dude. Okay.
So
In my mind, I'm picturing a midget in a 1990s R&B video. You know, saying with the midget raining in the background, with the white button, with
Millie Vanilli singing
open. You know what I'm saying?
Jesus Christ!
I'm just saying. I'm going to hell. I'm going a little hell.
It'll be just your feet from the knees down.
That's it. That's all that'll fit in that motherfucker.
All right, midget joke, and then we got to wrap it up because we are over time.
Yeah, we are way over.
We are way over.
I think I just peed a little. Go ahead.
Now you have two midget jokes. Okay, hold on. Did you hear about the midget psychic that escaped from police custody?
No.
No.
It was a small, medium, at large.
I love that. I love it so much.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
All right, go ahead.
So this little midget gal, she goes to the doctor. She makes an appointment. She goes to the doctor and she says, "Doctor, every time it rains, my pussy hurts." And the doctor says, "Excuse me?" She goes, "Every time it rains, it hurts." And so the doctor says, "Well, I guess, you know, hop up on the table and I'll take a look." So he takes a look and he goes, I don't see a problem, but it's not raining out today. So I tell you what, when it's raining, if this happens again, just come straight back to my office and I'll have instructions for my nurses to let you back in so I can see you immediately." She says, "Okay." So a couple weeks go by, it rains. Sure enough, she goes to the doctor. She says, "Hey, the doctor said to come see him if my pussy hurts when it's raining, and it's raining out." So she says, "Okay." So the nurse takes her back. Doctor puts her up on the table and says, "Okay, let me take a look." So he goes under there and he just goes, "Oh, okay." And he goes over to his drawer, pulls something out of the drawer, gets back under the sheet, and the midget hears snip, 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 snip. And then the doctor puts something back in the drawer and throws something in the trash can and says, "Okay, you're all done. You can get up now." The midget gets up and she's walking around the office for, you know, a second or two, and she's like, "Oh my gosh, you're right. Whatever you did worked. It's so much better. What'd you do?" And he goes, "I cut 3 inches off your galoshes."
Oh my god.
Okay. On that note, you can reach us at lockerroommailbag@gmail.com.
The phone number for our voicemail is 626-692-5122.
And if you leave us a message there, we'll get you on the airing of the grievances at the next airing of the grievances episode.
Yeah, we still there is still the young man who sent the who missed out on the "I'm a millennial that hates other millennials."
Yes, yes.
We have not forgotten about you. You are next up on playing a voicemail.
And until our next episode, we will see you in the locker room.
See you.
Ciao.